Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Welcome back. Another brand new week here. We're having a good time. I'm having a good time, especially sharing this content with you and sharing different things you should be paying attention in this evolution that's going on. My name is Ola. If you're wondering, if you're brand new here for the first time, well, the first thing I want you to do is click subscribe right under this video and take advantage of subsequent videos, and also make sure you go back and watch some of the videos that we have on this channel. We have over 400 videos on this channel that will help you improve your business, your life, your lifestyle, help you get some more results. But today, in this particular today, we're talking about flipping homes in the digital age. If you've been here before, you know about the three secrets that you can see right below there. But we're not going to talk about the three secrets today. There's another video. Okay, if you simply go ahead and Google three secrets, or just Google secret real estate wholesaling Ola, you will see the video that explains this popping up. Okay, so today we're gonna have some good time. We're gonna have a good time. Again, make sure either now or later, if you're gonna open a different browser to do it, I'll suggest later, right after this video, make sure you go to myempirepro.com and download your free book. It also is attached to it is also a 7-day free course on smart business empire. Basically, what I teach you here is how to run your business like a smart wholesaling, real estate flipping homes business. Okay, whatever you want to call it, just understand that you need to have smart behind it, because we're in a digital age and everything needs to be smarter than the way it was done in the 1960s, 1970s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. It's a different time and age, and things are quite different. With that being said, when it comes to flipping homes in the digital age, I do have a quote that I wrote that I need to, first of all, read to you before I digress too much. Basically, I try to put this together before I jump on, because I want to make sure I'm not missing out important points. So basically, if you want to flip homes in the digital age, there's just five things that you need to kind of pay attention to, and that's pretty basically what I cover in this quote. So the first thing I want to do is I'm going to read it to you, but I want you to look at me in the face as I'm reading it to you, because I feel like it'll be much more effective if you see the expression on my face. But this is the quote right here, basically. Okay. But feel free to look at me as I am reading this to you, and then just pay attention to my words, the words that are coming out of my mouth. Okay. Pay attention to it. Okay. So flipping homes, how to flip homes in the digital age. In this episode, I'm not here to show you how to be flipping homes the way we knew how to do it traditionally. You can basically Google your way on with other flipping homes videos out there if that's what you want. But here, I want to show you a practical steps. I want to show you practical steps to flipping homes in the digital age. Things have changed drastically since the digital evolution, and it will be naive to think that the same rules apply. Within the scope of this episode, you will learn five elements you must have in order to thrive in flipping homes in the digital age. Number one, information. This is the hottest, cheapest, and the most expensive commodity in the digital age. Information is the best tool that you can acquire cheaply and offer lucratively while simultaneously building a massive brand that will attract closed deals into your life and your business. While everyone else is trying to sell and find the deals, the best thing you can do in the digital age is to become an information dealer. What does this have to do with flipping homes? Flipping homes require marketing to identify deals of distressed real estate properties from motivated sellers, acquiring or helping an investor acquire the property, fixing and adding value to the property, and selling it for a profit. Traditionally, the way to find such deals is direct mailing to pre-foreclosures, vacant properties, divorcees, and anything that you can think of that causes distress, like inheriting a property that you don't want, that's acquiring taxes every year, knocking on doors, driving for dollars, and other old school marketing strategies. Because of technology, people are responding to marketing quite differently, and you will lose money following that old path. Therefore, information, content marketing, and brand marketing is easier. Okay, I guess I'm supposed to say are easier than ever before, and they are the gateway drug Content marketing specifically is the gateway drug to digital information, digital age opportunities. Particularly, we leverage information technology, aka IT, to build a brand that attracts real estate opportunities by adding value first, making money second to fund perpetual marketing. I want you to hear that properly, okay? Let me go from the beginning. Particularly, we leverage information technology to build a brand that attracts real estate opportunities by first, adding value. Second, making money to fund perpetual marketing. See, I didn't say anything about closing deals yet. But third, closing deals for pure 100% profit, okay? A lot of people are closing deals that basically the money is already accounted for because they've spent so much money on marketing. And the sad part about most that is that most of them are not even doing the math, okay? They forgot how much they spent before they made that first little $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, right? So number two, okay? Number two of the five elements I'm sharing with you here today, relationship. Since people have more choices before, via the internet, it is now more important now than ever before to have quality relationship at the core of any business model, including flipping homes for a living. Relationship is key. Just showing up to people's property one time you never met them before, and then you're signing a deal and then you're making $20,000, it's past sense, okay? It's not gonna happen. People really, really value relationship more than ever before because on the internet, it's pretty much a leveled playing field for everyone. So the one thing that can make you stand out is the relationship you have with the people. The third element on this list is people, okay? This is a case of the last but not the least. If you're not focused on attracting people, that means motivated sellers and qualified buyers, you don't have a business, okay? Most people are focused on contracts. What's the right contract to use? What's the legalities of that? Should I use a title agency or a company? They focus on all the technicalities of everything that happened. Once you have a person that you're serving, they forget that they need to attract people first. They forget that this is a marketing business. They forget that at the core of your profits, the main cause of you making profit in this business or any business for that matter is attracting people, marketing. Okay, marketing from an attraction marketing standpoint. Okay, so if you're not focused on attracting people, motivated sellers, and qualified buyers, personally, I prefer you focused on attracting qualified buyers because that's what the game is missing right now. You don't have a business if you're not focused on attraction marketing. Okay, more importantly, your business is not recession proof because even if recession hits again, your focus on serving the need and desires of your audience of people will sustain your business in any economy environment. See, when you're focused on real estate and all the technicalities in real estate and all of that, where even if you are lucky enough to close some deals, if recession hits, you're done because basically your focus was real estate as opposed to serving people. And I know that sounds kumbaya, but it's so true because it's actually the people that bring real estate to the table. They're the one that the motivated sellers are the one that give you real estate. So your focus on the real estate is off. You know, you're not going to thrive very well with that. Okay. Number four, automation. Automation is not something you can afford to frown at in the digital age because time is of the essence. Everyone, including your customers, your clients, all of these people, they want products, services, and more importantly, information delivered faster, easier, and simpler right to their smartphone, okay? Their smartphones, okay? Right to their smartphone. So I need you to pay attention to that. Number five, the fifth element that I really want to share with you, that I want this to drive the information I'm sharing with you home, is this, is leverage, okay? And basically the quote says, again, getting things done in a more effective and efficient manner in less time, money, and resources than it used to be, that it used to take is the digital key here, is the digital age key, okay? You got to think efficiency, effectiveness all the time. That's where leverage becomes very useful. If leverage doesn't get on your priority list, okay, if it doesn't, you'll be out of business in less than 6 months if you aren't out of business already, okay? So basically, let me give you a quick review of what we just covered. Information, okay? We talk about the second relationship. And then the third, people. You're not just going to have a relationship with yourself. We're talking about people, yes, but I kind of went backwards because this is how you have to set it up in your business. You got to have information and you got to understand that you got to build relationships. So there's a few automated tools you got to have in place to be able to help you automate, because that's part of it too, right? Relationship, people. And then we're talking about automation, which is fourth. Because again, you got all of these five elements at $4. If you're thinking anything, manual, okay, you will fail. It doesn't matter how hard you can work. You can't work against the trend. You can't be swimming against the trend. You cannot be swimming against the ocean tide. You will lose. It's just a losing battle. So the best thing you can do is learn a few new skill sets, because we all use automation. If you have a smartphone, basically you are automated already. If you're watching me on a smartphone, you are automated already. It's basically learning how to use that in your business and putting that into the first three elements of that list, which is information, relationship, people. Those first three elements. Fourth element is automation. Automating the first three elements basically creates the fifth element, leverage. Okay. Leverage is key. You have to be doing more with less. Okay. Resources are scarce. Money is not everywhere, anyhow, anymore, anywho. You know, you have to pay attention to productivity. Okay. You have to think about how much money, how much time, how much resources does it take me to create that $1, right? Every square footage must be accounted for something. Every ounce of second in your time, in your life, everything like that must be bringing in money. If it's not, you will fail. And I mean from day one. You don't have any excuse. I'm sure the other gurus will tell you, hey, you're just starting. Just drive for dollars first. Well, here's the problem. You're making more than $10 an hour. Why would you need to drive for dollars? Okay, if you're driving for dollars, you're wasting $10 for every hour. Okay, that you drive, that you don't close a deal. And guess what happened to most people that drive for dollars? Most people that drive for dollars don't end up as a video testimonial with your guru. They end up not closing the deal ever and quitting on themselves. You don't have to be a part of that statistics. You can learn a few skill sets. Just pay attention to the five elements I just shared with you in this video. If you want to start flipping homes in the digital age for a living, you can actually do that. But if you don't pay attention to productivity first, you will lose. Okay. So actually the way I share with you here right now, I mentioned something in that sentence. I said, basically you're going to be making money before you actually close deals. Okay. You got to think about how you're going to be making money before you close deals, because by the time you close deals, first of all, you may never get to closing deals. That's number one, because the chances are slim to almost none that you ever close any deal. Okay. So if you're waiting for that before you make money, number one, you will run out of resources for marketing. Okay. And when it comes to marketing is really the core activity that makes you money in this business. That's the core activity that makes you the money in this business, in the business of flipping homes, flipping houses, real estate wholesaling, or any type of real estate professional. The core activity that makes you money is marketing. Okay. So when you're marketing, when it comes to marketing, it's really the survival of the fittest. You have to have enough resources to keep going indefinitely, even if you never close a deal. Because if you wait till you close a deal, that may never happen. Or you know why it will never happen? Not because it wasn't going to happen, because you're going to run out of resources before it happens. Okay, that's why an average realtor makes $8,000 a year. An average real estate wholesaler never closes a deal. I don't care how many calls they make from Craigslist, they never close a deal. An average realtor is right now calling another wholesaler on Craigslist, and they're both calling each other, and the house that was actually listed was actually fake. It was actually a no house. They're just trying to build their list. So they're building a list of a bunch of people that don't really have any money to or resources or anything to buy. They don't have money or resources to buy anything. So basically you have all those people wasting time, burning time away, wasting money, and practicing wrong old school marketing strategies that the guru sold them. And the only people that are making money in this equation is, guess who? The guru. Okay. And guess what the gurus are selling? Information. They're using information. They're selling it to you and they're building their brand. So here's what I'm going to do. Okay. I'm not going to tell you to do the same thing the gurus are doing, but I want you to leverage the same things that they have. And if you notice in the beginning of this conversation, the first thing on that list was information. So yes, you need to build a brand in order to attract some real deals. There's still some deals being closed in this environment. However, they are mostly closed by the gurus. Okay. So the gurus use information to attract all the deals to themselves. I'm going to teach you how to do the same thing. Okay. And then they use it to build relationship with the market. So everybody kind of like know who they are already. They can Google them. They can find them on YouTube. They can find them everywhere. Okay. So they're building a relationship, they're building a brand, right? And of course, they're attracting, guess what? A whole lot of people. How many views do you see on those videos? Okay, minimum 100. Okay, minimum 100 that you see on those videos, right? So when you see 100 views on those videos, that's a lot of people being attracted to their brand, and they're building their brand. And you here, you over here, you're talking to one person, knocking on doors, driving for dollars, and you're trying to dig into that one house, hoping that you will close a deal. And then you're digging through, you never find that person. And now 2 weeks, 3 weeks have gone. And then 2, 3 years have gone. You haven't closed your first deal, right? That has to stop today. So if you want that to stop today, here's what I'm going to tell you. The first step you want to do, okay, is you want to go through my, you want to go grab my book. It's free. You want to read it 10 to 15 times, okay? You need to read that book 10 to 15 times, because if you don't, you will basically be struggling like everybody else out here. Okay. So go grab the book. It's called Empire Lifestyle Secrets. Okay. Because, one of the key thing here is that I want you to have a life while you're trying to build a business. Okay. You need to have a life while you're trying to build this business, because if you don't, it will affect your productivity. And you may think you work hard, you work hard, you work hard. Maybe you're a person that follows Gary Vaynerchuk and you think it's really about working hard. I don't mind working hard, but it has to be smart. Okay, I'm not just going to be blindly working hard in this digital marketplace hoping that one day I'll close a deal. It won't happen. You need to work smart, more smart than you work hard. Okay, because look around you, the people that are closing the deals are not working as hard as you are. Okay, so that's what you need to do. Free book, myempirepro.com is where you want to go. Or you can click the link right below this video. Make sure you click like on this video. If I said anything that made any sense to you throughout the course of this video, please give me a thumbs up. I really, really appreciate that. And also, don't forget to share this video with people you know in the business that will really find this useful. You see them struggling. They're trying to close the deal, but nothing is happening. And it's been 5 years, right? There's a ton of them out there. So go ahead and do that and share this video. And if you're just jumping on, make sure you watch this all the way from the beginning, because I shared some very, very important information that if you plan on making any kind of money in real estate or marketing for that matter, you don't want to miss out. Okay. So that's all I have for you on this episode. If you have any question, any contribution, drop it in the comment below. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I will see you on the next one. And peace.